You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
Recently, a petition was started by members of Students for Justice in Palestine, Pornike, calling for Victoria University of Wellington to divest its funding from the State of Israel, implement a boycott, divest, sanctions policy, and establish scholarships and fellowships for Palestinian students and academics. Since the petition was launched last week, it's received almost 200 signatures from Victoria University students, faculty, and members of the public. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Aya Kayed from Students for Justice in Palestine, Pornike, to discuss the petition and its calls to Victoria University. To start off, tell us about the petition.
So our petition is an open letter to Victoria University faculty and its foundation, where we outline the three basic demands. We're asking for them to divest all funds held by the uni and its foundation to Israel. We're asking for an implementation of an academic and financial BDS policy. And we're asking for them to establish scholarships and fellowships for Palestinian academics. So these are the actions that we deem reasonable for the university to take in support of Palestine in the wake of the ongoing genocide there.
Does Victoria University have any ties to the State of Israel or arms manufacturers?
This is something that they've made very difficult for us to figure out. But from what we can gather, yes, they almost certainly do. There is an entity called the Victoria University of Wellington Foundation, which exists separately to the university, but is what manages most of its funds. And the majority of this foundation's investments are controlled by a fund manager. And so we know that the fund manager invests in Israeli government bonds and in arms manufacturers, so it is very likely that the foundation's money is also being invested in these things. So it is highly probable that the foundation's money is immediately linked to Israel.
How did Students for Justice in Palestine at Victoria University find out about the ties between the university and the State of Israel?
Yes, SJP Pornike has a really great research team that's been working super hard to find these ties. We found that the foundation publishes financial statements publicly, so we were able to go through those. And through those statements, we saw that they named their investment policy and they also named their fund manager. So through this, we were able to go to MB's website and we found that the fund manager publishes their investment portfolios. So from there, we can see that what they invest in, which showed us the bonds and the arms manufacturers. So this chain of reasoning allowed us to infer where the foundation's money was going. But this was not a straightforward process at all. And there's a significant lack of clarity. So that's why we're also pushing for disclosure from the university as well as divestment.
Does Victoria University have any ethical investment frameworks that this may go against?
So the foundation itself, which is what invests the money, is a signatory to the UN Principles for Responsible Investment. So this states that all investments should be aligned with environmental, social and governance principles, or ESG principles. The way this is managed is they're meant to submit reports to a central body, which checks their investments and ensures that they're committing to these, but there doesn't actually seem to be any real accountability there, and we don't know how the central body works to ensure that the signatories are keeping up their commitment to that framework. And they've also repeated their commitment to those ESG principles in their investment policy. These are very non-specific and seem to be vague enough that there's no real obligation for them to hold themselves to those. The fund manager itself, so separate to the foundation, but the fund manager that controls most of the investments, pulls out investment in controversial weapons, but it is invested in multiple weapon companies. So not only is it investing in companies that operate illegally in Israeli settlements and benefit the Israeli military, but is actively investing in companies that it has ruled out of investing by their own policy.
Have Students for Justice in Palestine at Victoria University been able to talk to the faculty about divesting from the State of Israel?
Yeah, so SJP Pornike has had a meeting with the Vice-Chancellor, in which we kind of discussed the ways that the foundation operates. But because the foundation is a separate entity from the university, faculty doesn't have complete influence in the foundation. They are able to make recommendations to the board, which the board can then choose to accept or deny. So that we were able to have that meeting. And then in terms of contact with the foundation itself, we have sent them an email where we've outlined our requests around disclosure and divestment.
based on the meetings you've had so far, are you confident that Victoria University will listen to the demands of the petition and adopt a divestment policy?
Yeah, so that's honestly uncertain, and it's honestly very unlikely that they will if it's going to affect their pocket. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to push for it and continue to mobilize the student body around this cause, because not only is it something that we are hopeful will happen eventually, but it's a really great way to like politicize the uni environment and to get students politically aware about this issue that we're facing, and also a great way to inform the university community about the way decisions are made and try push for a more democratic university community rather than all of these decisions being made by the policymakers, if that makes sense.
Finally, do you have any calls you'd like to make to the university or any closing statements?
Yeah, so SJP Pornicka's calls to the university and its foundation are the same as those that are in our letter. We want divestment, we want a separation of our funds from a genocidal state, and we want to support and uplift our Palestinian counterparts. We hope that the university will be willing to work with us as we continue to move towards those goals.
And that was Aya Kayed from Students for Justice in Palestine, Pornicka, talking to us about the petition calling for Victoria University to divest from the State of Israel. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name VUW, Divest from Israel and Support Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.